Good evening and welcome to my first ever podcast about the greatness of guinea pigs. My name is Reva Jones and I look forward to spending the next 3 minutes with you to talk about what to feed your guinea pig. I got my guinea pigs, they were actually gifted to me, and that is in quotes in all caps, by my son Matthew, who decided he needed a pet away at college, which we all know is a bad idea, but he went and got them anyway. And when he came home in the pandemic, he observed, and I'm being extremely facetious, he observed how well I interacted with the guinea pigs and how they responded to me, and then decided that the guinea pigs would be best for me and that I needed them in my life to help me through the pandemic, to keep me company, and he named them my pandemic pets. And I joke about that, but he was actually right. I love those two guinea pigs. Their names are Pesos and Euros. They are American guinea pigs, so they're short-haired. And they're a joy. They're very smart, curious animals. They're cute as could be. And they are just balls of joy. So I wanted to spend the next few minutes talking to you about what types of food or what is their diet. What's the diet of a guinea pig? Primarily, it's hay. So believe it or not, they eat tons and tons of hay. And because they're especially intelligent animals, the more creative you can get with the hay and how you feed it or hide it or put it into their little cages, the happier they'll be. So they eat tons and tons of hay, keep a lot of that around. They like to lay in it. They like to eat it, but they also like to pee and poop in it. So you have to watch it, because once they do that, of course, they don't want to eat it. The next thing, the next big part of a guinea pig's diet is the pellets. So I use oxbow pellets. They're kind of known as like a legitimate guinea pig producer versus KT, which has a lot of stuff that looks like candy and it's actually bad for the guinea pigs. But Oxbow makes pellets for young guinea pigs and adult guinea pigs. And of course, after up until a year, you feed the pellets for the young guinea pigs, and then after a year, you give them the adult guinea pig pellets. And these pellets come with vitamin C and other things that the guinea pigs need, but especially vitamin C, because like humans, they can't produce their own vitamin C, so they have to get it through food, through an intake of food. The third and most important component of a guinea pig's diet is fruits and vegetables, and lots of vegetables, but a small amount of fruit because of the sugar, right? So guinea pigs, the vegetables they love are leafy green lettuces. So the romaine lettuce they adore, red lettuce, green lettuce. The only lettuce that you should not feed them is iceberg lettuce, because it has no, absolutely no nutritional value to it. So stick with the other lettuces. And butter lettuce is an interesting lettuce. Sometimes they like it, sometimes they don't. I think the consistency throws them off a little bit, because it's not as crunchy as the other lettuces. They love carrots, but because of the sugar content, you have to be judicious in how you give them carrots. Cucumbers, they can eat all day, every day. They absolutely love them. Guinea pigs can have corn on occasion. I have fed my guinea pigs squash, but they don't actually like squash a whole lot, so we abandoned that early on. And they also adore the parsley, whether it's Italian parsley or curly parsley, they like parsley. What's not good for them, and tomatoes. What's not good for them, though, are the leaves and the stems from the tomatoes. So I usually feed mine the small tomatoes. And that's really about it. In terms of fruit, just about any fruit you can feed them. But in moderation, guinea pigs have a tendency to develop diabetes. And it would be a health complication that you just probably don't want to deal with. So fruits as a treat, and they're so doggone cute. So you have to be mindful that everything that's good to them is not good for them. And that's it. I want to wrap it up by saying If you're thinking about getting a guinea pig, it'll be the best decision you ever made. I say go for it. And remember that there are three major components to a guinea pig's diet: the hay, the pellets, and the vegetables, and a small amount of fruit. That's it. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope you enjoyed this podcast as much as I enjoyed making it. That's all for now. Talk to you soon.